In this podcast, we finally get to the topic of giving advice. This is an important part of our job, and here we talk about how to do it most effectively. I will describe a simple format and give some examples. We'll talk about how important the wording is, and that listening is a vital part of giving advice. We have lots of good advice for our clients, and sometimes we know just which advice fits for this person. For example, you may hear a mom say she plans to begin giving her baby cereal next week. This is for a 2-month-old. You may want to say, "That's too early. You should wait until he's 6 months old. That way he's less apt to get allergies, and he's less apt to be overweight later, too." It's tempting to just give the information that you know is best practice. Launching right into advice like this may bring up resistance, and you will have wasted everyone's time. If instead you check first whether the client wants the information and what she may already know, the client will hear your advice better, and this can even save time. Here's a simple format that helps you make sure the client wants and is ready for the information. It is one of the motivational interviewing concepts. It allows you to provide advice while maintaining engagement. First, you elicit some things from the client, then carefully provide or offer some information, and then elicit a response to the information. You may run through this little format once or many times in a session. In a moment, we'll get to the second and third steps. Let's look now at this first elicit. Taking a moment to find out what a client knows already and what they want to know right now helps you save time and keeps the client in charge of the process. It's respectful and empowering. This first elicit might sound like, "Tell me what you already know or what you've already heard about how to begin feeding your baby solid foods, and what part can I help you with?" Notice this process includes essentially asking permission to provide advice, as we talked about in the unit on handling resistance. In some cases, the client may be very well informed already, and you then have the opportunity to affirm with something like, "You know a lot about," or, "You've clearly made the effort to find out the basics that you need to know," or, "You're well informed," or, "Boy, you're up to date on all this." If this open way of beginning does not give you an obvious opportunity to provide the advice you would like to give, you could ask more directly. For example, "I have some information about the very best way to begin babies on solid food. May I share that with you now?" Or, "I have the recommendations from the American Academy of Pediatrics on starting solid foods. Might I share that now?" This only takes a few seconds. Notice how it implies the client is in charge. Most of them will say sure. You will then have their attention. If they say no, then you know you would have wasted both your times if you had dumped the advice on them. If you feel you must give the advice, and you suspect this person will not want to hear the advice and is likely to argue with you, you could do the first elicit this way. "I have some information to share with you about what is recommended these days about giving babies solid foods. Afterwards, I'd like to hear your response to this information." Or, "After I share it, I'll ask to hear your thoughts." This makes the point that you respect the client's perspective and wish to hear it.